you're going to get the ECH bump in the whole nine. We'll be posting this on Friday and watching the games, watching for block shots, and at least two. It's got to be, or you're off pace. So
okay, I'm so fired up to get block shots now.
Oh, I love
go.
It.
Let's go. So block shots, that's going to be your main goal, and then also try to win the game too. That's going to lead to those. Yeah. Back to Pucks in Deep, episode number 58. Today's guest, very special one, actually a Patty Kazmaier winner. Is that good, James?
That's pretty good. Freshman.
As a freshman, yeah. I don't think that's been done before. And currently leads the number one ranked Wisconsin Badgers in points as well. We have Daryl Watts joining us. Daryl, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Our second women's player. One first was a goalie. But first skater. We went with a huge guest here. Happy to have you on.
We had to have at least 200 points, and you were available. So it worked out. But yeah, any shout outs you want to give before we start here, and we'll throw that in right away.
Oh no, I didn't even think about that.
You're good. We can edit this too, so it'll look like for sure. Yeah, I'm gonna shout out this person. This person.
Honestly, I don't have any shout outs.
Perfect. Hey, you're just here to get pucks in deep, and we appreciate
that. Yeah, exactly. I'm just here to put the puck in deep. And,
there we go. Battle it out in the corners. Yeah. All right.
She's even got a flower in the background. I love it. It's like, wow. That was planned.
Yeah, this flower. Yeah, this is my roommate's flower.
Is that real?
It has a name.
It has a name?
Its name is Kitty.
Okay.
Kitty. Okay. I mean, it looks like it's healthy. Like everything.
it's not healthy.
It's not healthy, bro.
It's blossoming. You can see the one.
Man, you can tell some college girls are not.
Fair. I'm just saying, compared to I got my girlfriend a big flower pot vase thing, and this shit has died since Valentine's Day.
That's not lawn, man. It's been a couple
it's already
weeks.
Dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm so compared to that. That's all I'm
I
thinking.
Mean, that's on her. Yeah,
yeah, true,
true.
Yeah,
hopefully, she doesn't watch this, but
what a start.
Yeah, so
you're already under the bus yourself.
I know we're rocking right now, but yeah, let's talk about you, Daryl. So, I mean, you guys, how long has it been? Has it been a week or two since you've played? I think your last series.
We didn't play last weekend. So we've had two bye weekends, I think, within the past month. It's kind of like a buzzkill, but
big time buzzkill.
We played Duluth on this upcoming weekend, so that's exciting.
Right. So that's and you guys have been rolling before that, so 7-0-1 in your last eight games. I mean, outscoring opponents 42-10 in that stretch. What's been working well for you guys?
She said, oh, wow.
I didn't even know that. What's been working well? I think, the beginning of the season for us, we played two games at Ohio State, and then we got shut down because there was a major COVID outbreak on our team. So that sucks. Okay. So we got shut down for Christmas break. So it was a month until we played our next games, which were at Mankato. Mm-hmm. So I think just as the season's progressed, we've kind of gelled as a team, and lines have built chemistry, and with practice and more games, we've just gotten better, I guess, and now we're kind of rolling. At the beginning, we had a little bit of trouble scoring, but now it's really rolling.
I mean, you didn't, but the team, No, I'm just kidding.
The rest. We had Lauren Bench, the goaltender for the Gophers, on before you guys played that series. Would you say that series kind of not help turn your season around by any means, but I mean, you guys were a firm number one after that, and you really rolled over them. Would you say that was the series that kind of established all the chemistry and whatnot on the team?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, when they came here, we kind of
sure you got to
around
say.
A little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
and that that was fun for us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's your
weekend,
rival.
We were pumped. We were fired up because we scored so many goals. I think we set a record for Badgers women's hockey, the amount of goals we'd scored against the Gophers in a weekend. Mm-hmm. Some sort of record like that. Well, so it was just a great feeling.
Send records all over the place, personal, team-wise.
I'll throw that in there.
I do want to talk about one more record. It was set, I think, I don't know if it was set last year, but I don't know what the name for it is either. This is my bad. But you guys played at the Kohl Center, and it was a packed house. Was that last year, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, is there a name for that night that I should know?
Oh, I should know. I should know the name. There is a name.
There is a name.
So, should we.
Either, yeah, I mean, but I couldn't find it. I looked, I couldn't find it. But regardless, I think that's just props to Wisconsin hockey for doing that. And I think every, you know, team with dual programs, men's and women's programs, should do that because you guys packed the house there.
Yeah, what was the number for attendance on that one? Like, it was crazy.
Don't quote me on that, man. Come on.
I was
just,
okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was nuts. I mean, it was the lower bowl was packed.
Maybe like 12,000. Yeah, I don't know, 15,000.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts.
And Huntsville's crying right now listening to this.
Yeah, like, I mean, for every home game though, you guys pack it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have, I'd say, the best you know, fans and student section out of any women's team in college hockey.
Sure.
Yeah. What's it like playing in front of that crowd?
Oh, it's crazy. It's insane. Especially coming from Boston College, where there, like, literally were no fans.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of for women's hockey, I want to say, it's kind of like going to, like, a pro team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really one of the only, like, pro kind of environments.
Right,
with, like,
right.
That atmosphere.
Insane fan base that's, like, super loyal and dedicated and... there's no other program that like sells out every home game, so it's such a special.
We went to
place to play hockey.
Who were you guys playing last year? I think it was Ohio State because we were shooting a video for Game Day Experience City for the men's team there. But like we watched your game was before that, so we went over there and watched your game. But it was just packed. I mean, there wasn't a seat open, and actually, it was St. Cloud. That's who you were playing. But yeah, I mean, it's just so loud. The band's there. It's the best environment in women's hockey, hands down.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's pretty cool. And you know, you guys, like, that fan base, like you mentioned, like, it's better than a lot of fan bases in the NWHL. I mean, like, we're in Minnesota. We had the Whitecaps. They pack it. But, like,
yeah,
you know, it's
don't
insane.
Take a shot at the Whitecaps. Come on.
I'm not taking a shot. They said they pack it.
Okay.
Yeah.
True.
So, I think, no, it's just, yeah, testament to what Wisconsin's doing. They're doing it right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that is one question I guess I wanted to ask was, like, what's it like? Because the men's team's not playing at the Kohl Center this year. Like, what's it like sharing, you know, the rink with them? Like, are you guys... splitting time with like practices, or how does that working, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, so even prior to this year, they always practice at our rink just because the Kohl Center, they take and they put like the basketball court down.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, we split time like practicing there. And it's kind of cool to see them playing on our rink because we're used to watching them on the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that they like it a lot. I don't know. I don't want to say a lot better, but I've heard like good things from some of the players about their experience on the bond because it's a smaller ice surface than the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be
working. It favors their team and their quick team too. The men's program is. And
yeah.
LeBron's a great rank.
So fun to watch.
All in general, it's just a nasty rank. I mean,
yeah. Plus with like, I don't know, the setup you guys have right now with the cardboard cutouts, like some teams, it just looks like depressing and not LeBron, right? Like it's just like, wow, I want to go there.
Do you think it's like, I don't know, do you think it's is it cool because we interviewed Alex Turcotte last year and we actually did in the women's locker room for that, but like your locker room's like right next to the men's, kind of, you know, like is that cool, is that, do you like that better, or would you rather have it like be separate kind of, or do you think that's weird?
I mean honestly, I don't really see them a lot, like
really?
We don't, because our practice,
I guess your practice
is at like 1:30 and I think theirs is like later in the afternoon. But yeah, like nothing bad to say about them. Like they're awesome.
No, right. Yeah. I was just curious. Like I went to admit, you stay in our locker rooms, men's and women's was like 10 feet apart. Like the doors were, but they obviously went separate ways. But like, I'm curious like how that is for, you know, because some schools only have a women's team, some schools only have a men's team, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I've never
asked
different. That.
Well, yeah. I'm sure the men's locker room smelling, you know, the high belts. You don't want
that.
They're too close.
It's hockey equipment. There's nothing good about it.
Yeah. It's just a tough situation all around. Well, I want to talk. I mean, you mentioned the move from BC to Wisconsin. You know, what was it like being in the transfer portal from you? I mean, obviously the most like highly touted, whatever you could say, prospect coming from BC in your 2 years there. You know, were you looking at any other teams, or like what made you choose Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was looking at really my top three were Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Clarkson. And then I kind of eliminated Clarkson. I just didn't really vibe with the campus feel. I wanted to kind of go to a bigger state school. So that limited it to Minnesota and Wisconsin. And, you know, Minnesota, I toured there and it's an incredible campus and they've got an incredible program and their coaches. They were really great and I really liked them a lot. But for Wisconsin, Mark Johnson, he's just such a legend. I just
Right.
You know, thought it'd be so cool to be coached by him because, yeah. like I said, he's a legend and he just knows so much about the game. And then the facilities here and just the city of Madison, there's just a bunch of variables that kind of put Wisconsin just, you know, over Minnesota a bit for me. And, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they're really close. And I think, you know, it kind of just comes down to preference for a lot of people, but right. I couldn't be happier to be here.
Yeah. I mean, definitely two programs that are like storied in, especially
in
all college hockey, but in women's too, and have just been dominant for the last, you know, decade and change. So it all worked out is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, it all worked out.
And, you know, not to throw BC under the bus, and you don't have to answer this, but was there a particular reason for leaving and transferring?
Ooh.
Yeah, I wanted, you know, probably the biggest reason was I wanted to win, and I still want to win the national championship. Oh, and yeah. I felt that if I wanted to do that and if I wanted to be part of a team, you know, that could really compete for a national championship and also to develop as a hockey player, I felt like I needed to leave.
Okay.
That's fair. So
straight
here
honest.
I am.
Love it. I love it.
I mean, you're all hearing it here first on Pucks and Deeper. I'm sure you talked about it before, but yeah.
Last year I was asked about that so many times.
I bet.
Like a script in my head that I just
went through. You knew you had to answer that question leaving, but, you know, obviously, you know, well worthwhile for you. But let's jump right into freshman year here. You know, you're young, you're coming as a freshman, just 82? Really?
Yeah. What?
How?
What the hell? Like, at what point did you realize, like how many games did it take? Or like, wow, like this is going to be really, really fun for me every single game.
Well, okay. So my line mate that year, my center, Katrin Lonergan, she's incredible right now. She also transferred. Did you guys know that?
I did not know
Shout out. See, that could have been a shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Katrin.
So okay.
There we go. I'll put that
in. Yeah. So she's an amazing player. She transferred the same year I did out of BC. She went to Clarkson. And then freshman year, so we were together the whole year playing together, and we just had unbelievable chemistry, like nothing I've really experienced before. So yeah, credit to Katrin for that year. Like, we really should share that trophy.
I love that. So is she still at Clarkson right now?
Yep. So she got hurt last year. She got hurt really bad, like her shoulder. So she had to miss the whole year pretty much. So she's really just getting started now with Clarkson, and she's doing super well.
I bet.
So I'm so happy for her, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys wouldn't even, you know, met up last season when you're supposed to play Clarkson in the first round. Like, she would have been out for that game?
Yeah, she would have been out. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And was she, you know, one of the persons, like you said, Clarkson was in your, you know, top three. Like, how hard was it to say, yeah, I don't want to dominate and get 82 points with Kate again?
Yeah, it was tough, like, not to, because obviously we had so much success together my freshman year and her sophomore year, because we didn't play together the following year, which was like really questionable, but anyways, so when she decided to leave, it kind of really made me kind of reevaluate, you know, kind of like my happiness with hockey at BC. So and then when she decided to go to Clarkson, it was super tempting, but I just fell in love with Wisconsin.
And stopped to not.
I think that's like good for all of college hockey, though, that it's like super teams in the NBA kind of ruin it, you know? Like, you don't want too many people ganging up.
Not that Wisconsin's not. I mean, you guys have a lot of talent this year.
It's definitely insane. Not saying that. Just, okay, I'll move on.
Actually, but yeah. No.
But what about, like I mentioned that, you know, you guys didn't end up playing in the first round of the quarterfinals there against Clarkson. You know, what was it like hearing that decision? You know, everybody obviously is dealing with COVID, and it was kind of bound to happen, but you guys were rolling last season too and to not be able to play in the tournament. You know, what was that like after, you know, being your first year at Wisconsin there?
Yeah, that was heartbreaking because it really came out of, it didn't come out of the blue, like, obviously
we heard about it, but
COVID
still
virus, but we didn't know like how serious it was, and so kind of the week building up to the Elite Eight game, I think it was on a Friday, our coach kind of sat us down in the locker room on like the day before we were supposed to play and said, like, pack your bag, you have to go home, like, it's over. And that was heartbreaking, especially for like the seniors. Like, all of a sudden, their hockey, like for some of them, all of a sudden, their hockey careers were over. So it was crazy.
It's heartbreaking.
My God, I can't imagine. But like, yeah, like no, at that time, not. I don't think anybody realized how serious it was going to be. Like, I remember I made some dumb tweets on our account. Like,
yeah,
know, like get your seats at Buffalo Wild Wings, since you know they're not allowing fans.
Yeah,
so I had to delete that the next time because then it came down.
Yeah, it happened quick, so. Man. It all happened really quick, and that's tough. But you know, how did you, you know, not just stay, but just how did you train during the off season though, during COVID, to stay ready for this year? You know, in hopes of having this season happen.
Yeah, so my trainer, Brian Marshall, he's the trainer with the Vancouver Canucks. So because of the NHL, they played over the summer, so I couldn't work with him, which was a bummer because I love him. He's awesome. So then I worked with a trainer that I'd worked with when I was kind of in high school a little bit, and he's amazing. So we have a gym in my basement, so he would come over and train me basement. And then because the rinks were closed, everything's shut down. Like, it was hard to get ice.
Yeah, normally
I would be on the ice, like a typical summer, no pandemic going on. I try to get on maybe like 3-4 times a week, but I was really only on like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that only started in like maybe August, just because of all of the restrictions.
I think one thing we haven't asked about is just like, who was that team backyard just benching? I mean, how do you stay, you know, are you lifting in that period of time there, or are you lifting weights, I guess? Like, we had one team that was just doing backyard workouts.
Oh, I was so confused by your question. No, yeah. Okay, so we had a guest on who built his own like weight room outside, basically.
Yeah, in their backyard is a hockey house, and they just built one in the backyard. I forget, I'm blanking on who it was, but like, how did I guess what we're asking is, how did you keep lifting during that time, or did you not?
Like over the summer?
Yeah, over the summer.
Yeah, so I lifted in the basement? My basement.
Okay, do that too. There. I don't know if it's just like hockey or what you're doing, but yeah. You know, stick in and all that stuff.
And you go home, so you that's in Canada, I'm guessing?
Ontario?
Yep, that's in Canada. I'm from Toronto.
Wow, so not even in Toronto, you couldn't get ice. That's tough.
Yeah, Toronto's, I mean, they're so strict right now. Like now, you're not allowed to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. How long has it been since, so like, you were back this summer, but you haven't been back since the season started or anything?
I went, so that's like a new restriction. I think that came in place the end of January, but I went home for Christmas break.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so yeah, everywhere besides the US. Just locking shit down.
Yeah.
I just swore I'll bleep that, but yeah.
You know, it's all good.
I had a question on my mind, and it's, okay, so I have to bring up one thing. I went to UMD, so as a Bulldog alum, you know, just seeing the clip that we posted of, you know, your overtime winner where you flipped the puck over the defenseman's stick and then, you know, just shelved it. It just seemed a bit rude. And I just want, so I wanted to say that, but also take me through, you know, that game and you know,
just that play. Walk us through it.
Yeah, what that feeling was, I mean, like winning like
just
that.
Just to delete a defenseman like that. That was just rude.
Yeah. Take us through it.
Okay, so I have a really bad memory, but I think that was the second game of the series against Duluth last year. It was our last games of the season. And I think we had to win that game in order to win the league championship. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's
like,
right.
The stakes were pretty high. Yeah. I think we were down like...
Just things more.
5. Yeah, we were down, building the scene here. So we were down like 5-3 in the third period. And then our team, we had like an epic comeback to send it to overtime. Mm-hmm. And then I was on the ice with my roommates, Natalie Buckbinder and Britta Curl. And Britta sent me like a beautiful cross ice saucer pass. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of near it was basically the end of my shift. Like, I probably should have changed, but I had like a 1-on-1. So I was like, okay, let's see what I can do here. So then that move that I do, it's a move that I've done in practice before, and I knew that girl, she's not a defenseman, she's a forward.
Oh, okay.
So in my head, as I was kind of like baiting her with me,
I was like,
okay, maybe I can try this move on her because she probably
isn't
as defensively skilled as, you know, a real D. So I just kind of tried to bait her so that she would turn her feet towards me. Yeah. And then
when she's flat footed, it's over.
Yeah. So then I just kind of flipped the puck, and then the goalie was kind of crouching. So that whole
just kind of shelf top
shelf is open.
I mean, obviously you're thinking as soon as it goes in, like thinking of a Sally, but you know you're number one on SportsCenter the second that goes in, right? I mean,
I didn't even think about that.
No, I mean, I'm like, oh, I got it. I got it tomorrow. Yeah. Text Butchergrass, like, don't even look for the film. It's right here.
Like, I got you. Well, I like how you said you have a bad memory and then just everything just clicked right there.
Yeah, I don't have a bad memory.
You're just like, yeah, I think, you know, I like this is a shift. We're down 5-3, came back.
Yeah.
It was a forward. I knew exactly what to do. That's when she turned her hips and I just shelved it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. I'm glad I got, you know, that was therapeutic for me though, because I was just like, oh, come on.
I think watching it. Next, we got to dive into, again, your personal self here, but no social media. Talk to us about that. And yeah, I think that's, you know, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, for sure. The first guest we've had without a Twitter or an Instagram.
And I love it. I love it. You know, talk about the benefits of that and like why you do it.
So why do I do it? I get that question all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
I just never, you know, when Instagram, Twitter, when it all got big, I just never got on board. Like, I never got it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, like, why did I not get it when I was a kid? I don't know. But as I got older, I think it's more just I don't really care to post things.
Yeah, I'm with you too.
I don't care to, like, if I have a cool photo or something, there's nothing, like, I don't know what you guys think or what the average person thinks when they're posting a photo. Mm-hmm. So it might sound stupid here, but I just have no desire to share things and
I don't really either.
Like, I don't know.
I do it to advertise myself and my business, but other than that, like, I'll post maybe a family picture, but that's it. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of with you on that. I don't post.
I mean, we post like every day for this account,
obviously.
But yeah, like on our personals, like, unless my girlfriend tells me to, but no.
Yeah. If you're forced, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then it happens. Yeah. But I understand that. And like, you're not on any other social media platform, like LinkedIn, maybe. I don't know.
That'd be a good
one. No, not LinkedIn, but maybe I should, because
come on. Yeah.
I'm almost done with college. Yeah.
I mean, just
I have Snapchat. Does that count as social media?
That's something.
Kind of, but okay. I mean, it's kind of just texty. It's the same thing.
We'll take it. They have like, I don't know. They have like some like stories you can throw on there now. Yeah. Or like you can look, like ESPN will have something you can check out. And stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could probably watch your highlight on Snapchat.
Pardon?
You probably could have watched your highlight on Snapchat.
Oh, because ESPN puts it like.
Yeah. They have their own Snap.
Under stories and stuff. Like, yeah.
You missed out.
You missed out.
That's tough.
It's going to have to happen again then.
Yeah, so 0-30 throughout the regular season and playoffs, better than LeBron.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to make sure.
Fair enough.
That works out. Well, there's one thing. We did hear a rumor that we kind of touched on the men's team already.
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying that Cole Caulfield has been asking you for tips on the daily, like on how to score and, you know, just how to get Ws and be in the top 10 all the time. And it's paying off. Like, is that true?
Definitely not true. I love Cole. Cole's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, watching him, you know, I definitely learn a lot of things. But yeah, that's funny.
Okay. I'll have to check my sources.
You guys ever trained together or no?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just see the chemistry already. I mean, how many points would you put up if you're on a line with him? Men's or women's hockey. I mean, you're still putting a kid's talented. Yeah. And so are you. So it's just like, yeah.
That would be a sick combo.
Yeah, he's doing so well. I hope he wins the Hobie.
I think he's got a hell of a shot.
Yeah.
Do you think he will?
I mean, only if you text him to come on the podcast. That's it.
Shameless.
Okay. Have you guys tried to get him on, but he won't?
Yeah, I mean,
I've
DM'd him. He's responded a couple times. We had Badger Barstool text him, like, and we had the Crease Creatures reach out to him. We had a fan vote. Like, every DM, like, get Cole on the pod. Like, I can't.
He's a tough guy to reach.
I've got over 100 DMs saying get Cole on the pod.
Yeah, that too.
I mean,
he's wanted.
He's wanted. And definitely, yeah, you got to do what you got to do for us. I mean, you'll be getting a shirt from ECH.
Okay, I'll try. No promises.
But I mean, last year we had Prunovich come on, Swayman, and Kawaguchi. So all the Hobie finalists last year.
True, yeah. We do have, not the flex, but
Hobie, we got to do it. Yeah.
We did talk with. So I think that helps you with this year in the Patty.
Yeah.
So basically you're welcome is what we're trying to say. You know.
Do you have anyone else in women's hockey you'd suggest us to get like right now? That's not on your team or on your team, I guess, but
yeah,
on the podcast.
Point us in the right direction.
Okay. You know what? I think, like I said, Caitlin Lonergan, she's an amazing hockey player, but as a person,
sucks, huh?
I don't know if she would like to see like kind of her She's kind of got like a ratchet side to her. Like she's crazy and she's hilarious.
That's good so for a pod. That's perfect.
That side out.
That's what we want.
We're going to have some great entertainment.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
As long as Clarkson's okay with it, we'll have to.
Yeah. As long as they don't censor her. Yeah. But yeah, you should do that. And then on my team, there's like a lot of really strong personalities on my team. That would be really funny. Sophie Shirley.
Okay.
She's really funny.
Okay. Noted.
Britta Curl, Brett Pichette. Yeah.
All right.
A lot of people.
We got some work to do. Yeah.
And obviously the playoffs are coming up, so we got to do it quick.
So right now I think it's set up that if you guys sweep or even win one against Duluth, you're going to have the one seed for WCHA playoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think if we get 2 points, yeah, then we clinch.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you heard it here. Wisconsin clinched. Already.
It's cocky.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Absolutely.
We will say our guests the last couple weeks have been getting the ECH bump, which is nice to see.
As a team.
Yeah.
And personally.
As a team and personally. Like Leno and Shane both scored after coming on the pod.
Yeah.
So
it's like good luck to me on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's called the ECH bump. It came from, you know, Spin Chicklets. They have a bump, obviously, for followers, as they gave one to us. So shout out to Spin Chicklets. But for players, too, it's the ECH bump. And
sizable bump.
You know, when we first started this, it didn't go well. Teams were getting swept, or even when people take over our story, like a player take, it just did not end well. As yesterday, we had Jack Adams take over, and they got ripped 8-1.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's tough, but
it really depends. Or we had a guy from Anchorage. Program got shut down. We won't touch on that, but
we set ourselves up on that one.
That was, remember, it happened the day of. So that's why it was tough. But
that was so tough.
But now we're trending in the right direction, I want to say. So
he texted us going, program's done. I was like, it's
tough. Yeah. We won't relive that just yet. But okay. So ECH bump is happening. But, you know, we should touch on, I mean, just being the only freshman ever to win the Patty Award, I mean, that is just crazy. Like, what was it like receiving that? And just, like, did you expect it at all? I mean, 82 points, you kind of have to expect it. But, and then being as a finalist last year, like, how hungry are you to win the award this year? And, you know, what did it mean the first time that you got it? Like, did you take it all in?
Yeah, the first time I won it, that was definitely really cool. Being the first freshman, that was obviously an honor and cool to do something that's never been done before. And then the top three that year was obviously me and then Victoria Bach and Lauren Gable. And they're both from kind of the GTA, like the general Toronto area. So I grew up kind of thinking they were kind of like the shit in Toronto.
Yeah.
And especially like Victoria Bach, like I'm now great friends with her, so it's cool. So it was just cool to kind of be in the same breath as both of them. And then this year, like I said, I transferred to win a national championship, so I'm not really I don't want to say I don't really care, but it's just really on the back burner, like thinking about Patty Cass stuff.
I mean,
that's fair. I mean, you're not even on social media, so you're not seeing it. So
yeah.
So I believe you
exactly.
on that answer.
So I mean, keys to Toronto. We got Drake, Matthews, and Watts now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watts right there.
Yeah,
right there.
Is Drake like your favorite artist being from Toronto? Is that
Yeah, fair to say? I love Drake. I love The Weeknd.
Let's go.
Oh, quick question. Yeah. What about the Super Bowl performance though? Because that one for me was I don't know, no comment, but how about you?
Was all right.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I just thought I didn't. No way. I liked The Weeknd a lot, but I didn't like the perform. I don't know. There's a lot going on, and I think the end was really good, but the beginning was not good for me.
I love the memes.
It was kind of
tough too, because there's no fans.
Like a common Super Bowl performances are on the field, so I don't know if I liked kind of the beginning of it where he was up in
the
stands.
Yeah,
with like the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. The ending was super cool. When all those guys were on the field.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love his music. So I loved it.
Is that, you know, what's going through your headphones before a game though?
Yeah, give us a song. Just get you juiced.
Just juiced.
Okay. Rap music. Probably some pop music. I hate country music.
Oh, I'm with you. 100%
country music. You don't like it either?
I hate it.
Can't do it.
Okay, yeah, and it's such a hockey thing. Like pregame, everyone wants to listen to country music, or before practice, country music, in the showers, country music.
Yeah. No, you can't do it. Yeah. Like, especially a huge game. You can't have country. I don't want you to mellow me out before a game.
It only works like if it's a really nice day. I don't mind country, but like not to get pumped up by any means.
I'm going laugh now, cry later, just before the game. Full blast. Blowing out the speakers. Let's go.
Just feeling
it. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So one hard-hitting question now. We had a few of those so far, but I'm going to get back into it. Full warning. So yesterday, the NCAA announced that, you know, the Women's Frozen Four is going to be televised on ESPN3, ESPNU, which is like a big step in the right direction. But, you know, James and I think everybody, just seeing that news was like a little bit upset that it's not on ESPN or ESPN2, like even the championship game would be.
Yeah.
So like, what was your, you know, take or reaction to seeing that?
Well, okay. I didn't know that, so this is news to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I guess that's a con of not having social media. I usually
that does make sense.
Really late.
True.
But, I mean, that's disappointing that it wouldn't be on ESPN2 or ESPN.
Yeah, screw ESPN2. Like, ESPN, like, what are we doing here?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're gonna make the move and sign a contract, you know, why not? It's one game. It's 2 hours. Pump it up, like.
Yeah. Well, there's.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's games embarrassing with
such lower stakes and lower viewers. So that I saw. So like, not to have it televised, like it'll be streamed, but to not have it on ESPN2 at least.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me if you're gonna make that jump.
Yeah, I don't care if it's COVID or not. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch bowling, you know, or anything else they got thrown on ESPN. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. They got some nice croquet games on there on ESPN.
You don't know, back like, that up right now.
I know. Yeah. I was just saying. Talks like.
That question's staying though. That was a good answer.
There's one more.
I think it's just like, I don't know. I think you ask any women's player in the game right now, that's they're gonna have, you know, a similar answer to that.
Right.
We were talking to Buchagross.
Well, we should go to another hard hitting question. Like we mentioned a couple of times, you're coming up on your, you know, I mean, this is your senior year right now. I think you get another year of eligibility this year with COVID going on. Are you, you know, do you have any plans? Obviously, right now you're thinking about a national championship this year. Have you given any thoughts to what you're gonna do next season?
Yeah, I'm planning on returning.
Oh God!
There goes the record.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. Just
kidding. So 300 points.
300 points.
Go on.
I mean, right now you are sitting 17th, I believe. I think that's correct.
All time, yeah.
All time in scoring. Bunch of people like right in front of you. I mean, just look at the list. I want to see like how close you are. Where is it?
Another full season.
I don't have it.
Another full season. That's kind of unfair when you think about it.
Like, for the rest of people, you're gonna have fun.
I mean, it is.
But even like you include this year, it's kind of shortened though. But you're still, regardless, you're right there. You know, what does it mean to be on that all-time scoring list? As you're moving up, you'll be in the high teens. Like, yeah, I mean, what does that mean to you though?
Oh, it means a lot. It's, you know, I've used this word a lot already, but it's really cool. And you know, accomplishments, I think it's just kind of a testament to all the hard work that I've put in since I started playing hockey. So it's cool, you know, for the hard work to pay off and, you know, credit to all my teammates that I've ever had throughout college for, you know, helping me put up points and climb ladders and whatever.
When was the first time you strapped on the skates? You know, who got you to get into hockey and that, tell that story?
Yeah, okay, so I have an older brother, his name is Jackson, he's 2 years older than me, and then both my parents love sports, so growing up in Toronto, hockey's by far the most popular sport.
Oh yeah.
So he played hockey, and I want to say the first time I tied up skates, I was really young, like maybe two. Oof. Yeah.
Like, how big are those skates?
Super, like a toddler.
You still have the skates? That'd be pretty cool.
And then I ended up playing on his house league team. That was like the first team I played on.
Mm-hmm. How old were you for that? Just kind
of grew from there. What?
How old were you when you played with them on the house league?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. I want to say like 4 or 5.
I couldn't even tie my shoes until like I was 7.
Just a young buck, 4 years old, playing in, like on his men's team, like or little boys team, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, little boys team.
Who's better? You got him.
Who's better? Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, so I think.
Say it.
You know,
say what you gotta say.
Okay, and he won't listen to this, so I can say it. And even if he did, he wouldn't be mad. But if I answered this, you know, 5 years ago, he'd probably beat me up. But I think I have better skills than him. but his physical abilities being a boy.
Yeah.
If we both went out on the ice right now, he would bully me. Like, you know, he's faster than me, harder shot. But mentally,
you got it.
I'm better.
Love it.
Got it all day. Okay.
But you know what? Yeah.
Just take it all.
If you go back in time, like, he was 2 years older than me, but he always played. Okay, I'm not even going to go there.
She's into it now.
Like, you know what?
We hit home with that one.
If it wasn't full check, I got him.
And what's your thought of that and not having hitting in women's hockey right now? I mean, there is. I've watched plenty of D1's hockey. There's bumping, there's checking. There is. You know, you get penalties sometimes. What's your thoughts on that? Should it be allowed? Should it not?
100%.
It should be?
100%.
Let's go.
And, okay, it's not even... Okay, well, there's kind of two reasons why. Number one, that would be so entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, who doesn't want to see hitting, especially, like, girls hitting each other? I think that'd be kind of hilarious. And then number two, it would make the game so much better. Like, I played boys hockey growing up, and I know... And you know what's interesting? I think a lot of the best girls hockey players played boys hockey because it makes you mentally, you have to think the game so much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it also kind of enhances your sense of awareness because you could get lit up, like you could get hit, like you could literally get hurt. So you're forced to have, you know, vision and just like
keep your head
smaller
up.
Details that like... that aren't in girls hockey because you're not in danger.
Yeah, taking it back to that to your play on Duluth and not taking anything away from you because I think you still could do a checking. Yeah, okay. I am doing it back. But like, you know, there's an example, like maybe she goes for, you know, a body check, a hip check right there during that play. I mean, you're still breaking her ankles, but like, you know, that might change.
But it was a forward.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but anything. But I mean, that just, I'm saying, though.
It is another option.
That's a good point. When you're she could have hit me.
Yeah, she could have hit you, and that just changes the mindset when you're making a play in such a quick game. Like,
Your head's got to be on a swivel, basically.
Yeah, head on a swivel.
Is that, is there any other, like...
I mean, would you be throwing the body if there is hitting, like, all the time?
Yeah. How many hits would you rack up a game?
Oh, my God. When I played boys hockey, I was a hitter.
Oh, I love it.
Let's go.
My last 2 years, I was kind of like small because all the boys went through puberty.
Yeah.
And they were scary. But when we first got hitting, oh my God, I was like, I'm not even kidding. I'm not trying to be like cocky or annoying.
I love
it. But some boys on my team were scared of me because I would just, because I was like strong on my skates. Mm-hmm. So I would just like.
That's all it takes.
Bam.
And these girls are strong too. I think, like, you know, they lift a lot. Like, I think checking would be so fun. These girls are strong and there's gonna be big hits. I want to see it.
Make
it
happen. Oh my God, there'd be huge hits.
Yeah.
Like in practice.
Yep.
In practice, like sometimes people, like, not often, but rarely, people run into each other.
Yeah.
And oh my God, the collisions.
You're like, putting the bow
it
up.
Sounds
a
like
bit.
A football hit.
I love
like,
it.
I fractured my sternum my sophomore year. Which was a crazy experience to fracture your sternum.
That had to hurt.
And that was in practice because me and probably the strongest girl on my team at that time, we collided and her head went into my chest. And oh my God, it sounded like an explosion. But I mean, that wasn't fun for me, but it was probably fun to watch.
It had to be.
Yeah. I love how she said that. It wasn't fun at all. It was probably fun to watch. That's good stuff. That's good. That's gold.
That's. I mean, what was the team's reaction seeing that in practice too? Just like.
We just lost a star player.
Yeah, I think everyone stopped what they were doing just because I went into like a turtle.
Yeah.
You know, like turtle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other girl was hurt too. So it was just kind of like everyone stopped.
Oh, that's rough. What about, okay, last question on this, you know, just physicality. Should there be fighting in women's hockey?
Wow, you're really throwing it out there. Jeez.
I mean, let's get some scraps while we're at it.
Why not? She said, I love it.
Yes.
But the thing is, with the cages, because
you just gotta take the bucket
cages,
off.
How would that like that?
You just take it off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, same in men's hockey. Flip off the bucket takes a second.
We've had a lot of fights in men's hockey this year, and you just rip them off, or like they get punched off, basically. But, yeah. Keep your gloves on until they come off.
Just locker boxing at that point.
Yeah, locker boxing until the fists get there with the helmets off.
God, this is getting fun. I like this.
That's how it works.
There's ever like a, you know, there's like two pro women's leagues right now. Don't really know what's going on, but if there ever was one kind of National Women's Hockey League with the best players, hitting, fighting, just things that'll bring in viewers.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
It like men's hockey. Why not?
We had a couple of insider tips that we wanted to ask you about, just confirm if they're true. I mean, the one was Cole Caulfield, but that was my insider tip.
Mm.
Turned out not to be true, so hands up on that one. But The other ones is we got a story that, you know, you're a big baked beans fan. Is that true?
Good. Yeah, I love baked beans.
Baked, like before a game? Or is that like your go-to meal?
She's got two cans in her stall.
I've had baked beans once before a game this year. And
what was the result?
I don't know what the result is. I didn't like...
I mean, we got the inside information that you just eat it straight out of the can, though. Is that true?
That I eat it? No, that's not true. I'm not
the girls are throwing you under the bus. That was okay. Kennedy. That was Kennedy, by the way.
That's Kennedy? Yeah. Okay.
So you can get her back if you had to.
Yeah, I grew up, like, my mom would always make baked beans, so it's just, like, a childhood food that has just stayed with me.
What about...
But yeah, I get chirped for my baked beans.
Oh, I bet.
Whatever.
I heard you all... You know, through quite the amount of caffeine during and before a game. What's that talk about?
Oh, yeah, just a
yeah,
rush.
I do.
Yeah,
and it's kind of gotten out of control this year.
Oh no!
Like how
we're
how
here to help.
How many energy okay. drinks are you or coffees, whatever it is, are you going just through the before and during the game? Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you an example from probably like the most caffeine I've taken, which was
let's go. That's
I don't what know
we want.
What game this year, but I had a big. This is I always do this, so I always have. A big black coffee before warm up.
No cream or anything?
Just
no cream, just straight
black.
Just straight gasoline.
Do you guys have Timmy's there?
Straight
is there Tim Hortons there?
Sorry?
Do you guys have Timmy's there? Tim Hortons?
No, we don't. Just
tough.
Like Starbucks. So okay. I'll have a big coffee, but then this year I was kind of like, okay, why not try to have more caffeine and see
why
what
not?
Happens?
Yeah.
So I started bringing Red Bulls to the rink. Oh, so I'd drink my big black coffee before the game. And then in between periods, I would drink a Red Bull. And Sophie Shirley would do this with me too. So I'm throwing her under the bus.
Love it.
But yeah, so kind of by the third period of like the first time I did this, I thought I was having a heart attack, but my heart was racing so fast. And
yeah,
I was so
that'll
shaky.
Happen.
But I also take like a lot of Advil and Tylenol during games.
Yeah.
So I think it offset it a little bit. But yeah, that's kind of my concoction.
Well, that doesn't sound healthy. I was
like, full Red Bulls? Like, you're not just like taking a few sips, you're like smashing a Red Bull between a period?
Uh-huh, yep. Wow. And even sometimes I'll have a coffee with espressos in the coffee.
So before or during, so instead of the Red Bull, you'll do that?
No. So my pregame coffee,
okay.
Sometimes that coffee, because I have an espresso machine,
mm-hmm,
so I can like
right.
make my own. So I'll put like just the regular coffee. And yeah. then I'll add in espressos.
Sounds like you're like just sitting on the bench. Or on the bench is like freaking vibrating.
Oh,
put
yeah.
me in.
The Starbucks employees are like, oh boy, here she comes.
Yeah.
She, the drink's already ready for her when she comes and gets it.
Like, oh, you're playing the golfs, aren't you? You got four Red Bulls just ready to go.
So obviously, like, women's hockey is not where men's hockey is. And obviously, we're trying to get it there. But, you know, what's the hardest thing about playing in a women's sport in general, I guess, or hockey?
Like we kind of said before, I think... I mean, obviously, there's not the fan base that that men's hockey has. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's just not as many people who are interested, which but, sucks. But it's also, I don't want to say understandable. It's just, that's kind of how it is in women's sports, like, across the board. Like, there's just not as many people who watch.
Yeah.
Compared to the men's side,
I guess
probably the most annoying thing though is the hate.
Yes,
like if you
yes.
if you look on, you know, if there's like a post about any women or any female athlete like on Instagram or Twitter, if you go through the comments, like I know last year one of my teammates, they made it on SportsCenter, and if
mm-hmm.
you just go through the comments, it's just like so much hatred.
Just degrading, yeah.
You know, all these like boys who mm-hmm. are so yeah, but she like she's a girl is probably like a muffin. Just like comments like that, just belittling.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
It's hard to grow when that's happening, and there's people that are just
yeah.
Especially when it's the people yeah. making comments that you know you're probably 10 times better than.
Like, right? Yeah, they're just jealous watching a clip. Like, oh,
yeah,
I
just
can
like
do that.
Trolls. Like,
exactly.
It's probably these like little boys in
yeah,
their
yeah, yeah.
you know
but still.
Bed playing Fortnite, like, hyped up on Mountain Dew.
But I guess what for you? Like, what do you think is one thing? Whether it's NHL or, you know, NWHL or social, anyone on social media like us, like what's one thing we can do to grow it? Not even social media wise, maybe it's just whatever, TV or whatever. Like, how do we grow this game?
Yeah, probably just exposure.
Yeah.
Just
true.
Yeah, just exposure. Like, I know what a good example is in Canada. Like I said, hockey is by far the most popular sport.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. The most popular women's team would probably be the women's soccer team in Canada. And that's because they have so much marketing and so much exposure on our ESPN. It's called TSN.
Yep.
So the women's soccer team, like they, I want to say, you know, I haven't been in Canada really for like 4 years, but growing up, the women's soccer team, like Team Canada for soccer, they got so much marketing, like in lead up to the World Cup or other tournaments. You know, their marketing team was just awesome. So I went to an all-girls private school in Toronto, and sports there was irrelevant, so irrelevant. So, like, the average student there, they could name, like, Christine St. Clair, who's the most famous women's soccer player, but they probably couldn't have named Marie-Philippe Poulin, who's the most famous hockey player, when... And that's all from, like, the marketing and exposure that the women's soccer team gets. Yeah, so it's kind of just, right. Like, if hockey is the most popular sport and no one in Canada really cares about men's soccer, like, you just need to market, like, the women's hockey more. I know I'm rambling, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the answer. And
he's got to get it in
social media is so powerful
more
right now, as we're finding out day by day. But it's, I think that's the way to do it. I mean, that's the only way right now. Especially with COVID and people being stuck inside, like everyone's going on their phones, like hit it.
I've noticed like a lot of women's hockey teams are doing more clips than men's team. Like I think the best way is to show highlights.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams are good about posting those highlights compared to like, not to throw you under the bus, Jim. I mean, my team too, UMD for men's hockey, they don't, you know, post their own highlights. Neither does Bemidji State.
Just the worst.
I mean, that they don't even say who scores. I had to figure that one out the hard way. But like there's women's hockey teams that are throwing every, you know, clip really well or doing a nice recap. So I think that's like,
and they're making it personable too, to the point where like, you know, we try to have some girls do a takeover. By the way, if you want to do a takeover for us, I mean, you don't have an Instagram, but like, just have someone do it. But have someone do it. Like, we want to see like behind the scenes, because once you make it personal, like, oh, people are actually interested, and oh, you know, their locker room's so cool, or oh, this is what they do at school, or whatever it is. I think, you know, teams are starting to do that too, and the girls are getting FaceTime, and it's important.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Basically, we got our first fan like email. Like, people usually just DM us, but she, you know, took the time to send out an email. So I want to give her a shout out for doing that. That's pretty cool. You know, I love that. But Eileen Kaiser, Minnesota girl, you know, she asked, you know, can we get Zuwinkle and a couple people on the podcast, or just, you know, keep expanding women's sports. So shout out to you for making that request. But that's example, 15-year-old from Minnesota, like, who wants to hear these girls, you know, stories and how to do it and all this stuff. You know, and I think credit to the Gophers there, credit to you guys as well. Coaches, you know, and players are going out of their way to make connections, whether it's, you know, skating with the team after the game or doing social media stuff. But like, I think that's one huge way we can all, you know, grow the game and get to know the girls players well.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I was thinking that was going to be a question.
No, I thought it, but I was just like, I don't want to make a statement and give a little shout out, because
yeah, I was like, what do I say to that?
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay. So yeah, but shout out to Eileen. Hopefully she's still happy that she's like, oh man, it's a Wisconsin girl. Probably a big Gopher fan, but that's tough.
Yeah, you should get Zumwinkle. She's awesome.
Yeah.
We already had a Gopher too. We'll just keep going Gopher Wisconsin. We'll just keep cycling. And then Clarkson, we'll get Kate on, but that's it.
Yeah, just Kate.
Just those three. All right, so we're going to do a quick speed round here to wrap things up. We're going to throw in sound effects later, so just remember, it's intense.
I think this might be our longest podcast so far.
I think so, yeah. Oh, we're running.
We're going.
Well, now that we got Zoom Pro, man, like, it's just, it's all over.
Yeah, I love it.
But, all right, so shot out of a cannon. On the team, who's got the best sty coming to the rink on game day?
Oh, a lot of people have really good sty. I would say probably Grace Bowlby. She's got really cool style. Tegan Grant. And then I gotta say Brenna Curl. Sometimes she'll wear like a little cheetah jacket or cheetah shoes. So, yeah.
All right. Not gonna shout out yourself?
Yeah. Nothing?
No, I don't really put a lot of effort into
just show up and win games. Yeah, I get it.
Show up with a can of beans.
What about who's the jokester on the team in the locker room there? Who's having the most fun with people?
Brett Pitet, she's really funny.
Okay.
She's kind of like a clown, so she's hilarious. Sophie Shirley, she's so chill, but she's also just so funny. Like, she makes me laugh so hard. There's a lot of really funny people.
All right, so right now, I'm a huge block shots guy, and it's kind of weird that we haven't even got there yet.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'm going to go for an over-under in block shots. Right now, you're at 7, I believe, on the season.
I'm at 7?
Yes. Could we, okay. Could we get to, I mean, I want to say 20, but we'll say 15. Can we get to 15
no,
plus?
No, let's go 20. Playoffs are coming. Badger are going to the playoffs. Frozen
Yeah, we got a long, okay, 20. Can we get to 20?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
Hopefully there'll be 7 games left.
Yeah, yeah.
Two,
yeah,
take that into account.
There we go. So just like 2 a game?
To 20. I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Because, you know, in the big games, I will block a shot.
I was like, your best game in block shots was this season versus the Gophers. Mm. The Saturday game, the first series you played them, you had 3 block shots. If we can get that kind of production
every game,
I mean, Badger, they're taking it. So just, and that's what the Patty voters want to see. They want to see those blocks.
That's what it comes down to.
Okay, yeah,
it
really comes down to block shots.
We're just trying to help you win your second. I mean.
Yeah,
that'll be one of my objectives for the rest of the season.
We'll be checking back. All right, so boom, you heard it here. Mash the over on that one for those listening at home. What about why number 19 and not number 99?
Mm.
For the great one.
Okay, well, yeah, 99. You can't even pick numbers over 30. Like, yeah. You're not allowed to.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there's some players like Ty Smolanic or Quinnipiac. He's like, give me 96. And they gave it to him. So I'm thinking you come in there with a Patty, you're like 99.
I'm dead. Yeah, no.
No? Okay. Why number 19, though? Has that always been your number? Is that?
No. So at Boston College, I was number 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you had to have 9 in there.
You know, prior to college, I was number 15 because I'm born on May 15th. So it was just
okay.
An easy decision there. But then at BC, because you can only pick from like 1 to 30, like those are the numbers you can pick from. I don't know why. It's a rule that you can't go above number 30. But anyways, there's only like 5 numbers I could choose from. So I picked number 9. And then when I was transferring, Sophie Shirley was number 9. So number 19 was available. So I was like, okay, it's just kind of like 9. So that's how it happened.
Okay, fair. So that's another thing that changed about women's hockey. Get over number 30, man. Give them 96. Give them 99. I'm putting
that in. I would probably be number 91.
91, see? That's a badass number.
Yeah. That's a goal scorer's number. Yeah.
Tarasenko. Boom.
Yep.
Love it.
I was on the spot. I couldn't think of a 91 there.
Tarasenko's nasty.
Sagan.
Love him. Yep. There you go. What about favorite place? Like you fell in love with the campus. You mentioned at Wisconsin. Like when it's not COVID, what's your favorite place to go to on campus?
I'm not very outdoorsy, so I'm thinking about restaurants only right now.
Yeah, that's fair. That works.
There's a Italian restaurant by the Capitol called Naples 15. That's my favorite restaurant.
I've heard good things about
such
that.
Good food.
Yeah. Naples 15.
And then, what did you say?
I said I've heard good things about the restaurant. Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah,
but
I haven't been either. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I know the campus a little bit. We've toured.
Yeah, we've toured all right.
We've had a good time there. But yeah, restaurants would be good for us to check out. We got to eat some food next time, man. Okay. Naples 15. Why? Don't throw me under the bus. All right, moving on. You mentioned that country music is kind of the choice there. Who's got the worst, you know, aux playlist? That's not shouldn't get the aux in the locker room there. Who's playing so much country? It's just gross.
Oh my god. Well, see, that's the thing. Everyone plays country. Like literally everyone.
Okay.
I know. So she just there's goes one AirPods. Other girl on my team who doesn't like country.
Okay.
Best friend.
Yeah. So you two just vibe together, pretty much.
Yeah, we do vibe together.
Okay, who's that person? Give him a shout out quick. This is an opportunity.
Shayla Edwards, shout out.
Shayla Edwards, there we go. All right, shouts to that one. What about who?
Yeah, and I actually found that out today.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. That was meant to be.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully she's listening to the pod then. Sounds like.
I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, sorry. You're hitting mics now?
Nah,
what are you
I'm
doing?
Good. I'm good. Okay. I just hit my leg. I couldn't get it.
Do you have any speed rounds or is it going to be all me?
I mean, yeah, you took like my main question. I love asking this die question.
Okay, what about who? So, I mean, you're only at 7 right now. We're going to get over 20 blocks. Who does eat the most shots? who's the grittiest person on the ice for you guys?
The grittiest? Britta Curl. I've said her name a lot. Shout out to Britta.
So she's getting pucks in deep. She's wearing them.
I mean, it turned in from no shoutouts to a lot of shoutouts.
She eats pucks.
I love it.
Will like dive
get her
first.
On.
Like,
what about pregame meal? Good. What's your go-to pregame meal?
That's beans.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying meal, man. Come on.
Oh, meal. Yes.
Okay. It depends what time the game is. If the game is like at 2 o'clock, I'll probably have some oatmeal, some eggs, maybe like a banana. And then when I get to the rink, we have a bunch of snacks. So I love to snack before the game. But if the game's at night and we're on the road, then it's like pasta, chicken.
Yeah.
Beans.
Yeah, you gotta load
but
up.
Like, sorry, not beans.
Beans. You said
yeah, she's sorry,
green beans. That's what I was thinking in my head. And I was like, oh my God.
Green bean? Still a bean. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. What about any superstitions, like besides, you know, meal? Doesn't sound like you're superstitious about the same meal every time, but like with your equipment, you know, how you're taping up your stick, any superstitions before the game?
No superstitions.
Nothing. Wow.
That's the best players don't have them.
Except for my coffee. If I don't have my coffee,
that's fair.
Then, like,
all hell's breaking
loose. I won't be able to function.
I feel like that's got to be like the manager's main job, is to make sure that you're drinking a tall glass of coffee, a tall cup before the game. Otherwise, they're fired.
Yeah,
that's the one job. That's what happens. I think I'm out of speed round.
I'm out of speed round.
You got one?
Yeah, no.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like how we've like, you know, went from no shout outs to like 20 shout outs. You know, bad memory to recalling in detail how she scored against SportsCenter against UMD.
She's all over the place.
Yeah.
We've touched on a lot, but
One of my favorite interviews. Oh no, thank you for coming out and taking the time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you for caring about women's hockey.
Absolutely. You have to say it like that.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it like that.
That's funny.
I just hearing that and then looking at the flower in the background, like now I do realize it's seen better days.
It's struggling.
That was tough. Yeah. Oh, poor Kitty. I think it's Kitty, right?
It's Kitty.
Yeah. Kitty. Yeah, it's Kitty.
I'll remember that flower. So, but yeah, we just want to thank you again for coming on. You're going to get the ECH bump in the whole nine. We'll be posting this on Friday and watching the games, watching for block shots, and at least two. It's got to be, or you're off pace. So
okay, I'm so fired up to get block shots now.
Oh, I love
go.
It.
Let's go. So block shots, that's going to be your main goal, and then also try to win the game too. But yeah, that's going to lead to
W's. Yeah, no, we'll be watching through your playoff run here, and well, it sounds like next year too, obviously, but obviously, you know,
300
that we're lucky to have on, as you're one of the, you know, if not the biggest name in college hockey, so we thank you, and thanks for promoting the game with us. You know, yeah, we'll stay in touch.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a good night.
You have a good night. And best luck this weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So that's a wrap on our guest. That's Daryl Watts, the number one player on the number one team. And I'll just say the number one player in women's college hockey right now, possibly even in men's college hockey. She got to play with Cole Caulfield on that wagon of a team right now. I mean, she can light it up. 230 points.
Yeah, they'd
James.
Be first in the Big Ten.
Yeah, easily. Ooh, shots.
A little shot.
Shots.
No, just kidding.
I didn't see that coming.
No,
yet.
But
take that back.
In all seriousness, you know, one of my favorite players to interview. I say that every week. It seems like, but seriously, like one of the coolest girls I met. Like that. Just
how is she that
her.
Humble?
Yeah, and just like, you know, you're picking the brain of one of the best. So, thank you to Daryl for coming on Pucks in Deep, episode number 58. Close to 60. But another Badger on the pod, Badger Country. Thank you. Shout out Crease Creatures. Absolutely. Shout Thanks for the shirt.
Another quick shout out. We're going to have Tyler Inamoto on the show because he's currently, I think, second in the nation at the 62 block shots.
Yep.
So shout out to him, but also to Daryl because she's going to get over 20. I'm going to say Wisconsin takes it if everybody stays healthy. You know, knock on wood.
I mean, on top of the block shots, 230 points, like we said. Yeah. That's insane.
17th right now. And like
she's coming back.
She gets an extra year, which is just... Like she even said it's unfair, and like just hearing that, I was like, oh, so you're going for the rest. Like you
yeah,
know
absolutely.
You have the ability.
She has another year, but she has still to go through COVID and you know, a transfer and a new team. And granted, is you know the Badgers
and a shot at the title last year. I mean, like they were a 2 seed. They had Clarkson set up. She didn't even have to play against Kate or friend. Like she would have had a nice path to the ship. I think like they were rolling. I think this year they're obviously the team to beat.
Pick off, you know, right where they left off last year. And
yeah,
watch out
hungry.
For the Badgers. You got WCHA playoffs next week.
Next week, but a big tilt this week. So if
don't look
if you're
past
looking
this
for,
weekend.
There is college playoff hockey for women's. The Hockey East is starting on Thursday and then a bunch of tilts on Sunday.
Yeah.
But as far as the WCHA, a huge matchup. We're going to say game of the week.
Yep.
Game of the week is...
Who do we got Thursday? Holy Cross.
Holy Cross. Wow, your voice is just...
Yeah. Wow.
You have a frog?
Yeah, we're good.
Holy Cross versus UNH, and I believe it's Holy Cross at UNH, 9-8 seed,
correct.
And then they're going to probably end up, I think, playing Northeastern.
Have fun.
Or whatever it will be. The winner of, there's a bunch of games Sunday, so that's that. And then WCHA, we have Wisconsin traveling to UMD. Mm. Tough place to play, I'll say it. Hate to say that, Daryl, we're rooting for you. I mean, you embarrassed UMD already once, so I'm sure it could happen again, hypothetically.
She loves to play there, yeah.
But yeah, Friday, Saturday night, I think it's Friday, 5 o'clock and then 2 o'clock on Saturday. So if you want to see some tilts, see Daryl go coast to coast. There it is. But yeah, so a lot has happened since our last pod. Mm-hmm. Should probably touch on that. I mean, not a lot in the top 10 movement wise.
But let's just touch on the ECH bump right away. Shout out Pinto here.
Yeah, he big had a nice old weekend. Bump. I mean, he was getting, so there were some cheap shots being thrown at Pinto, I want to say. Like, I
yeah,
mean,
oh, absolutely.
It's hockey, people hit. But he was getting thrown around a little bit, and then just his that clap bomb to bury to finish it 7-1. Mm-hmm. The announcers even say, like, and yeah, the Penrose Cup staying here in Nodak. Mm-hmm. He's going around the line, just chirping people. Oh, on the I bench,
love
it. Dude.
And you love to see that look and back. He's talking about his chirps last weekend, and it just, you know, ECH bump. I was very disappointed to see him not in the scrum at the end of the game, but you know, that's something that
you might need that 15 goal scorer on your team, though.
I mean, yeah, but you know, if you're coming on pucks in deep, like, why not just leave the bench?
He wasn't on the ice. Yeah, leave the bench. Okay.
But other than that, no, thanks for coming on. But back to this weekend, huge guest in Daryl Watts coming on the show, promoting women's hockey. Just sharing her experience with us is unbelievable. So, God, I was lucky to pick her brain for a little bit there. But back to playoffs here.
Yeah, I already transitioned out, but I do like
another shout out.
Okay, another shout out. Shoutouts is like the theme of this pod.
Yeah, it is.
My tonight, goodness. Okay, so let's get back. So Nodak was probably the biggest story as far. I mean, they held court. Omaha's a big sweep. I know it's at home. Now they travel. I think it's at Omaha this weekend. A lot of things are getting postponed, so we'll get to that. But yeah, that was the biggest.
That's gonna be interesting. Game, like our tweet said, like these two teams play each other. Like this gonna be a fun one to watch.
And he didn't even mention that in the rivalry. I think, and he said, but that could change after these four games. And I think it's changing because they're a good team and they obviously don't like each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were throwing bows, man. Yeah. Like it was getting serious.
It's the NCHC, which is, you know, similar to women's hockey, the WCHA, you know?
Right.
So it's the two toughest conferences there to, you know,
and Omaha knows they're right there. I mean, they've beat them this year and last year. I mean, they know how to win games, obviously. I mean, they got 13 W's on the year, so they were hungry and maybe they'll take them this weekend. But I'd say that one stuck out to me. I think the Notre Dame Wisconsin series was huge that Saturday night. Like Wisconsin, you know, had a nice, comfortable win, I want to say, coming back on Friday. But Saturday night, that third period, it was like they were back to old Wisconsin hockey, just high scoring.
Yeah.
Nobody playing defense. I loved it. The shootout didn't get it done. But I mean, like that game was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
I wish I could relive it right now.
Yep. You know, that's.
You're good. What game stood out for you besides those two that I've mentioned so far?
In the Big Ten, if we're staying there, I think the Ohio State shocked me on Friday night. A big win over Michigan there, and huge for what, you know. Yeah, at least going into the Big Ten playoffs, you want to win, and you know, going down the line.
Another
there,
one where
a big one like that.
I would say that Portillo did not. So the backup goalie played for Michigan had maybe the worst game I've seen him play. He had a game the weekend before we kind of stood on his head, and this one, I mean, like the Gustav Westlund goal where he just gets caught behind the net. Like, I mean, that was kind of inexcusable, and then a couple bad bounces as well. So I think Ohio State, I mean, like Tommy Napier played really good. Like they need good goaltending if they're going to beat Michigan like that.
Absolutely.
Second night kind of got, you know, absolutely railed like Michigan has been doing. Like they seem to always pour it on one night and then the next night they just don't have it. So Ohio State with a big, you know, win there. Michigan moves down only one in our rankings. Like we mentioned, they bounce back in a big way.
Yep.
But yeah, so that was kind of shocking to see Michigan State, you know, couldn't hang up with Minnesota. They move up in our rankings a little bit. I mean, we don't have to touch on every series. I would say the Beavs sweeping Michigan State was big. I'm surprised
Michigan
you didn't
Tech.
Say that.
Michigan Tech. That's a tough, you know, tough place to play in during a normal year. But anytime you go on the road, regardless, it's nice to come out with two wins there.
Right. Yeah. So I was just like, wow. But how about we get to our new segment? We're going to do You love to see it. You hate to see it.
We're jumping right into it.
I think we should because I'm just looking at this box score.
I do want to touch on Maine, BC.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off there, but that was, I don't know.
You love to see, I love to see Maine back in it because, I mean, we're mentioning their rank. They're getting a new rank coming in. Looks sick. And the program, like, they just haven't played that many games this year. We love Ed, Trail Mix, whatever it's going to be. So you love to see them back in the mix. And then 59 saves for a freshman goaltender showing up there. Let me get this name right. I'm going to butcher it. Victor Osman. Mm-hmm. So he comes in 56 saves and still a 3-0 loss on Saturday. Are you kidding?
Hate to see it.
Because I just felt bad. I mean, like, I think that was like his fourth game played this season. He hadn't played in a month.
I mean, I'm sure for him, he loves to see 56 saves, you know, on the stat sheet afterwards.
Against the number two team in the nation.
Can't dwell on three goals going against you when you're getting pumped 59 shots.
Pat Shea wouldn't let that happen.
No.
That's all I'm saying. He would have a can of beans every period and he'd get it done.
Traps would get in the way of everything. You're not seeing 50, even 40 shots. So, Hate to see it. What else do we got here?
Love to see it or you hate to see it, James. I don't know if this applies to college hockey, but I think it was yesterday, Jeremy Roenick tweeted out his stats about his 400th goal you know, maybe like 10 years ago or something. And he was just like, that puts me at whatever all time hashtag memories or some shit like that. And I was just like, what are you doing, man?
Hate
like,
to
just,
see it. For you, what do you think?
I love to see it. Like, it was the funny, the amount of replies on that thing. Like, yeah, we get it. You were sick, Ronick. Like, you're not doing a whole lot right now because of that whole Chicklets fiasco, which is BS.
Yeah.
He should still have his job at NBC. But I was just like, man, good for you tooting your own horn, just feeling, you know,
at
why
the end
not?
Of the day, I love to see it because it's bringing hockey talk up. Like,
exactly.
Just keep talking hockey. Let's go.
Yeah. Let me relive those days.
Let's keep growing the game.
People started tweeting old pictures of him and that Coyotes jersey. I was like, let's get it going. So I'd love to see that. How about the Quinnipiac Tendy change mid-game?
Now, that's something you got to love to see. I don't know if he just had to run to the, you know, the bathroom quick or if, you know,
well, do you,
the equipment guy is making pizza rolls in the room. Like, something happened there, but he was gone like no other, man. Maybe his girl texted him, parents aren't home. I don't know, but it was just a sprint. And I watched the film a couple times and I didn't see the coach like signal. Like, this guy was just gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, there's a reason he's up for the Hobie, and I think his stock just went up.
Yeah,
I mean,
you see that speed out of there, just like, damn.
Yeah, they're like, Keith, we're going to need you on this bench stat, which it was nice to see that, you know, you got to get senior in for some minutes. Obviously, like, couldn't get a change because, I mean, the game was just going forever. I think it was like 6-7-1 at that point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he flew, and shout out to him. I mean, it was clean.
Yeah.
Clean change. Love to see it.
I would have loved to see him just dive, you know, remember Waldo and Jefferson? I don't know if you saw that, but he just dived like head first into the bench. Like, I mean, just
yeah,
full
he would come in
send.
With some steam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, shout out Waldo there. A little quick shout out. God, the show of shout outs today.
Yeah,
but,
a lot of them.
Yeah, I love to see that kind of stuff, though. It's one of the first times I've ever seen that. So, yeah. How about love to see it, hate to see it? Huge for us here, but Frozen Four, NCAA announcement of the Frozen Four. We're going to have 25% capacity. You know, about 18,000-19,000 capacity rink there. So
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you'll love to see it.
You'll love to see it there. It's gonna be about, you know, roughly 5,000 fans there. So, you know, that's better than none, which we, you know, originally thought was gonna happen.
Yeah, we're nervous. I mean, like 25%, I'd like love to see that. And I mean, that's not even including media members.
Yeah.
That's just fans. So as a media member, I would like to, I mean, that's what we're trying
to
get in as.
Absolutely.
We're trying
to
do some film there. That's huge. And like just that atmosphere is gonna be that much better. I mean, those 5,000 fans would be going absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's going to...
You
yeah.
see in the North Dakota games...
There's going to be cowbells. They're going to, you know, pump some noise into it still, and it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and just to watch, you know, the best teams in college hockey face off, and
Butch will be
we're
going
to be there. Like, that's... I'm excited, man. I'm loving to see that. But what do you got next for us?
Love to see it, hate to see it. How about Huntsville not taking our advice tonight?
Tough. That's tough, and we did what we could, and, you know, they didn't want the ECH bump, and that's fine. I'm not insulted, but, you know, it didn't work out for them tonight, and hopefully next game they change their mind.
I think so. I think, yes, we told them, you know, throw on those Fox Motor sweaters. They're tough.
Yeah.
They're 1-0, undefeated.
Intimidated, man. Like, we better beat these guys, otherwise it's going to be embarrassing. Well,
a hot Northern Michigan team.
1-0, yeah.
Yeah, you're coming against Will Cullen, who is, you know, bound to put somebody to the boards, and you know you better come with your best game. They didn't. 5-0 L. Hate to see it. But we do love Huntsville. We do love the Chargers. They get after it.
Oh, I just got a notification on LinkedIn. I thought it was Watts just making an account quick, but it's not. Sorry to cut you off there.
She doesn't need it, man. She's going to be another season going in, and she's going to be an all-time scorer. She might just start her own league at that point. So, love to see that. How about, this one's going to hurt to read, but so I've been, you know, talking up our boy here.
Mm-hmm.
So my cousin played on Creighton High School hockey last year. Matthew Gleason took the world by storm, kind of, unless if you don't follow Minnesota high school hockey. I think he had like 73 points or something.
Yeah.
Just joined Colorado College.
Midseason.
Like midseason first, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Normal season, yeah.
Right. And then CC's, you know, had some trouble, you know, getting the games. They finally get back. They play against UMD. And who scores
to
turn the tide? It's Matthew Gleason on the power play. Literally just took it the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy just skated around everybody. Barry's against UMD and UMD loses their third game in a row. What do you think that's going to be for me, James? Is that love or hate?
I don't know, but I'll just go talk to your therapist after this one.
Yeah,
been a tough one for you.
Yeah, I'm a little
lots
hate
of UMD
to see
hate,
it.
But yeah.
My God.
I mean, it's tough. But how about just love to see it, hate to see it? We got playoffs starting this week.
Yes,
you know?
We do.
We grind all year, and it's obviously the most exciting time for us and as fans, anyone. Like, yeah, we got playoffs. It's women's hockey this Thursday, as we mentioned before. I'm just pumped to watch some hockey, playoff hockey.
For the rest of the season, just think of this. We have playoffs until April 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that not, you love to see that. So yeah, Hockey East, shout out to them. WCHA coming after that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to keep rolling down the gauntlet here. And then before you know it, you know, we got Big Ten men's, we got WCHA men's, Hockey
What else
East.
Do we got on the list, if anything?
On the list, I mean, fighting was back in a big way.
Oh yeah.
I
what a weekend. You see Ashan just, they score one and he's just like, give him a little bump.
Who was it? Turcotte that tweeted like the rat emoji?
Yeah, yeah. Just a little rat. And you love to see it. It's the best part of hockey. I love those guys. Yeah,
just
little Brad Marchand and him, and it's just great to see. It gets the boys going, and I love how 14 too. Blanking on his name right now, but he's going into a sea of red, just swinging. Four guys. I mean, right? Doesn't care. Like, I'm getting you. You tag me in the back pocket after you scored. Like,
It looked like Nodak and Omaha were reading our tweet because we're like, you know, why isn't there fighting allowed in college hockey? Because they broke up that fight before it got too big for Wisconsin Notre Dame.
Yeah,
and then Nodak Omaha, they did the not.
Stripes just said, let it go. Yeah. You know, and that's what everyone wants to see.
Listening.
And as Daryl said earlier, like, I'll drop the mitts too. Like, why not? And let's grow the game. Let's make it more interesting to watch. It's only going to help fans get in the seats. And yeah.
Yeah. So love
but
to
that
see
was
that.
Fun to watch, man. I mean,
And it's going to be back this weekend.
Yeah. They play again this weekend. I loved who was it, best or whoever went, was going to the box. Refs taking him. Buddy's like bent over in Omaha. He throws one more jab as he's stepping into the box at a player. And just
you might as well get your money's worth at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly. Yeah. At that point. And you're winning the Penrose. Love to see it. Hate to see it mismatched. Just getting down and dirty in the locker room. Just doing the little gritty dance.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I love to see that stuff, man.
Plus there's a
hey, for video. Any players still listening, I bet you're not, but like, hey, videos in the locker room, that's pretty cool. That's behind the scenes stuff that no one gets to see. It shows the emotion. Congrats to Nodak, by the way, and winning their second straight Penrose. Gucci Mane over there is just
dominating
a lot of jewelry on his hand. So
all right, so that was kind of a recap, and you'd love to see. And how about what's coming up this week? We already kind of said a few games we want to keep an eye on, but I'm looking at something Thursday, James, that I think you might be really interested in.
What do we got?
We have your Beavs versus Mankato.
And that is a big one for the Beavs here.
Yes,
obviously trying to get in that pairwise and just, you know, top 16, anything you can do.
If you get a W versus them, like...
You need two. You need two at this point for the Beavs.
Yeah.
After that shootout loss to Ferris, they need to bounce back. But
true.
I don't know. I mean, they've been missing Cardelli a lot this year. And, you know, I'm not going to break any status on him. But, like, regardless, the Beavs, you know... All WCHA teams, we talked about it before the pod off air, but you know they're so defensive, and it's no surprise to us that the WCHA is, you know, one of their teams is leading in block shots.
Oh yeah, we could shout that out. I forgot about that one. Ben Newhouse,
You might have Michigan there.
Guess how many he's blocked this season?
I'm gonna go like 450,
maybe a little bit more.
What?
Yeah,
that's a lot of ice bags. 60, 60.
A little bit more than that. 66 biggies for Ben Newhouse. That got tweeted out today, and I was just like, I mean, it makes sense, WCHA, but I was like, Northern Michigan, no shit.
Yeah, I mean,
good for this guy. And
but he wears it.
Yeah, so and then I looked up Tyler Inamoto. That's how I got that stat. I was like, wow, good for you, Benny. So shout out him. Yeah, WCHA is just a grittier type of hockey. Like, it's pucks in deep to a T.
I think we got the gold pan going on. Denver, Colorado College.
Yep,
starting,
that's a big one. And they're tied 1-1. Both teams are, I mean, they're kind of sitting similar positions. They're going to have to win the NCHC tournament to make it to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most, like they mentioned, we've had guys
Denver's
on,
close. I think Denver's right there. But yeah, I mean.
They're close. I mean, they got that sweep from Nodak doesn't help. But we get that it's from the number one team. Anyways, we've had Cruikshank. We've had Emilio Pettersson on. And both of them say like the gold pan is their season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, a big one for them and for the fans too. And I think that just, you know, rivalries like that really grow college hockey. And,
right.
Yeah, I think, I'm excited to watch that one.
That one's huge. So, yeah, I'm just looking at the schedule.
I believe CC got the best of them earlier this year, no?
CC, it's tied 1-1.
It's tied 1-1. Okay, I remember they won. Yeah, so.
They won the first one, then I think Denver kind of blew out the second one. So, but, I mean, that's going to be a good game. Everybody's healthy, I believe. Knock on wood on that one. But, yeah, let's get into the rest of the... I'm trying to look for games that kind of stick out. Not seeing a whole lot of, besides...
We got another rivalry. I mean, if we want to stick on that note, Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech this weekend. I mean, that's you know, it's a Michigan battle that's always heated, and that's always one that, you know, in a normal season, like we've said many times, it's going to be a packed barn, but, you know, obviously we don't have it this year.
Both teams need W's.
There's watch parties
too.
Going on for both student sections, two great student sections. Went live with them last weekend at Northern Michigan. Thank you guys for, you know, tuning in. It was fun to tune in with you guys mid-game versus their game versus Bowling Green there. But, yeah, I mean, we forgot one, you know, love to see it, hate to see it. Schulte's goal in the shootout was insane.
Oh my god.
And thanks for the, you know, free 500 likes on Twitter and however many views and likes on Instagram, but that was just disgusting. I mean, about like just doing that in high school, but then let's go to, you know, how hard that is to do, but then in a D1 game, all the pressure in a shootout, and you pull that
for the winner.
Gross.
And it wasn't like he was the first guy off the bench, you know, for the shootout. Like,
no, yeah.
I'm sure he's practiced that 100 times, but like
I
loved
all the
boys,
all his buddies' comments in the section too, like really. And then
it's
good stuff, and that's what makes college hockey great. And you know, Buttrigas put that out there and just kept blowing up. It's everywhere.
You love to see it.
Yeah, love to see it. But as far as other games, I mean,
I'm seeing one that sticks out. I know it's only a one series, I believe. It's UMass Boston College. That's on Friday. UMass absolutely rolled over Providence yesterday. Probably because Providence didn't start our guy, Jack Adams. So, you know, maybe fix that, Friars, if you want to stay in the top 20. But yeah, Boston College, UMass, that's going to be a huge matchup. I think, I mean, Boston College, I think, took it both games. Mm-hmm. That was after we interviewed Gaudette.
Yeah, yep.
And BC swept them when they had everybody healthy.
Who do you got in that series? Do some picks here, too.
This one, I don't know. UMass.
Not just a game, but.
I kind of like fresh legs. I'm going to go UMass.
I'm going to go UMass as well. I think I'm riding UMass in this one, a little upset.
BC hasn't played tough competition like UMass in a while.
And yeah, UMass just pumped the brakes on.
They're hot. So I'm just going to go for that.
I'll go UMass, too.
What about, let's keep doing picks. I mean, Nodak, Omaha.
I'm
going to go split.
I'm going to go Nodak a sweep still.
Okay.
I think they just really want to...
It's only one this weekend. And they already run the
Penrose.
They go back to
there might be some backup guys in there. Nodak's already in the tournament. I am going to go Omaha. It's going to be bloodbath. And they're at their home rink. So I'm going to go Omaha. Sorry to change that up.
Yeah. I'm going to go Omaha. Wins that one. Maybe even against the Ralph, because at that point...
Yeah.
I mean, it's an automatic bid. Like, they're going to be resting guys who are not feeling 100%.
Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be fun to watch. Must watch TV for sure. But I like the Maine Connecticut series too. Maine's, you know, tough year, but Connecticut's hot and they need a win here.
They do. Yeah. Plus Maine's got a hot Tendy. 56 saves out of 59 ain't too shabby.
No. They need two wins, not just win. They need two. I'm going to go UConn sweep there. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go ice. I love me some ice box. Like Maine, you know,
ice bus.
Ice bus.
Yep.
I thought it was ice box.
That's the student section for the Gophers, but yeah.
I definitely tweeted something. Okay, so that was incorrect. My bad. But yeah, I'm going to go UConn. I think they definitely need that sweep. I mean, they're a better team.
Let's go. No, we're not going to get a call in from Johnny here, but Mercyhurst, RIT. I love my boys at RIT. Two hot teams this year. I'm going to take probably a split in this one. How about you?
Yeah, I'll go split too. I mean, they're both similar skill. Like, they split already this year, I think twice. I would say Will Calverley is going to light it up, as he always does. Our boy Daniel Willett, shout out to him, getting just thrown into the box for the cleanest hit I've ever seen last weekend.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I mean, that man knows how to throw his weight around. Apparently, he's had the record for the most USHL games played.
Mm-hmm.
Something like five seasons. So the guy knows how to throw, you know, some serious bows. I'm going to go split. Love Jonathan Bendorf out there. His dad, I think his name's Mike. Big fan of the page.
We all love Mike, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say split. I love both teams, you know. It's just going to be some great Atlantic hockey at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So we're all the winners there. But another one that I think is going to be a bloodbath, easy sweep. Not easy. Nothing's easy here. But Wisconsin, Ohio State, you know, just seeing Cole Caulfield on the Crease Creatures Twitter today, you know, shout out saying there's going to be a big watch party. I know Butchie's coming into it this Friday. If you want to tune into that, fans, it's going to be crazy. I think he's going to put on a show from the sounds of it, as he always does. I'm going to say Wisconsin sweep.
I like it. I'm going to go Wisconsin sweep as well because, yeah, they need it. And
they do need it, right?
Ohio State's, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll take sweep there. Let's jump to another NCHC series. Just got word that Friday's game's canceled, but Saturday, St. Cloud will be heading to Duluth, I believe. Yep. So, and then next weekend, Duluth will head to St. Cloud.
I thought the whole series was pushed in next weekend.
No. So I just got confirmation on that from our new addition to the team, Rachel.
Okay.
Who's gonna also shout out to her? All right,
now I'm pumped.
Yeah, she's gonna have a little, you know, little edit that she made that will be previewed during that game, which is on CBS. Check it out, CBSN. But CBS SSN. Sorry. But anyways, yeah, it was a home and home this weekend, but now it's one at Duluth this weekend and one at St. Cloud next weekend. But you know, 6 and 10 team ranked teams here. Who do you got in that one game this weekend?
Bulldogs by 30.
I'm gonna take St. Cloud. I think. I really like St. Cloud this season overall, and they're just a solid team all around. You know, some inconsistency, but I St. Cloud needs a win here.
Bulldogs need a win more. Do you
Bulldogs want to squeak in. They want to get in by 0.1% and then win the whole thing.
I do appreciate you putting the Bulldogs at number 10. They've been outside our top 10 for a couple weeks.
Well, I'm saying
now.
At USCHO has them at top 10 or 10 there, but
they're number 10 in my heart, number 1 probably.
But that's a you know, again, a game that's going to be must-see TV. It's going to be national TV.
It'll be a tilt.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think they're even matched teams. Like, it's not going to be a blowout either way.
Mm-hmm.
But Bulldogs have been falling. I mean, 3 straight, 2 to Western Michigan, 1 to CC. You can't have that. You need to bounce back, especially it's a great time to face a top 10 opponent and actually show something. So I hope to God they win. I'm picking them. That's a big matchup. I mean, I think we kind of covered.
Other than we got to go, you know, obviously
give me one more,
Minnesota State, Bemidji State here. We got a series. What are we going for picks here?
I thought we already picked that.
We didn't pick. We just talked about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go.
You watch yourself over there, buddy.
I love you, James. I love the Beavs. You mentioned injuries already. Minnesota State, Mankato. If I mean, sometimes they've been, you know, sitting our boy McKay there. Obviously, it doesn't really matter. He's only facing like 20 shots. Hopefully the backup can do it. But I mean, that's how they lost the first game to, who was it? Was it Bemidji?
But Bemidji's beat them. They beat them.
Bemidji's beat them. Also, Michigan Tech beat them.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna say if everybody plays, if McKay plays, Mankato sweeps.
I'll take a split.
I know you will.
I'll take a split. I could have said sweep, but I'll take a split. And
okay.
Bemidji's really going to be pushing to win some games here, so they need it. So.
Right. All right. That's fair. I think that, I mean, like, I'm seeing some magic. Like, Army, I'm going to say Army sweeps Long
Island.
They're
hot. Let's touch on them, you know. I'll take AIC over Sacred Heart, too. You got to see them both moving up in our standings. So don't forget about Atlantic. We don't forget about them.
We never forget about Atlantic.
Our correspondent on the East Coast is, well, busy tonight, folks.
Yeah,
doing whatever, but
I mean, if you're in the inner circles of the Atlantic Hockey Conference, you're always busy. Your phone's always blowing up, and that's the case with Johnny Lazarus, our inside horse there. But I'm gonna say AIC sweep. Oh my! I mean, they fill up the frame.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's why we had to take them off.
Picking those, I'm gonna say Niagara sweep. Shout out to Eric Cooley getting back on the score sheet last weekend. Just electric. What else we got over there? Yeah, we already picked the Mercyhurst series, and then Long Island versus
Army. An idiot. Like, I didn't know we have. I forgot. I could have been looking at scores on the TV the whole time, you know, behind the scenes here. I've been looking at my computer the whole time, but.
Yeah. I just started too. So, but Long Island had a tough, I forget who they lost to last weekend. It wasn't pretty. I think maybe RIT.
Whatever.
Whoever it was, it was a tough night. And Army is the hottest team in the Atlantic right now. I don't think anybody's arguing that. And
oh, no.
They're going to keep rolling. So I'm going to say Army sweeps. I don't even know if
AIC
it's
AIC sweep.
Okay. Perfect. Other than that, I mean, Michigan, Arizona State, I'm going to say Michigan sweeps too. What do you got there?
Michigan.
Michigan needs a sweep. Yep. You know, ASU, it's going to be a gritty game, though. They've already faced each other
Army
before.
Army plays LIU. What was the other one?
That one.
I know. But like Sacred Heart, AIC, that's where we're looking for the sweep. I just want to.
Yeah.
So they are both series. So,
I think we covered everything.
Sweep and
Okay. So one thing we haven't touched on, I think the Quinnipiac St. Lawrence is actually going to be a good series.
Providence Northeastern too. Like, shit.
When is that? That's Saturday?
This weekend, yeah.
But Clarkson getting back finally into the mold. They've been out for like a month. I mean, they've fallen. They're outside. I think they're at number 19 or 20 right now in our top 20. Obviously, they're right there in the USCHO rankings and with pairwise. But they haven't played in a month. They're 9-7-4. What were they in their last like 5 or 6? I think they had one win. So they need a sweep versus Colgate to stay relevant to me, at least. Apparently, to everybody else, it's cool. But I think this weekend, it's kind of make or break.
So I agree with you. So
I'm gonna take Clarkson sweep. I think they're obviously a better team than Colgate, but Colgate's been frisky.
I'll take Clarkson sweep.
All right,
they're fresh legs, man. Makes
Golden Knights, baby. I do love the colors, so I'm gonna go Golden Knights on that. Quinnipiac sweeps St. Lawrence. What do you think?
Yep.
Okay. I think that's kind of a wrap. We have a long. I'm so excited to edit all this, James. I appreciate you.
I love the ping pong notebook there.
You like this? I can freaking just ready, straight man. Up play, man. So just
have that signed by Leno, eh?
Dude, I would toss Leno. Not to brag, but I went to back to back state tournaments in high school for ping pong. I was that cool and that much drip. So yeah, I would just wipe the floor with Leno, and then
I really hope he's not listening to this, man.
There's no chance he is. He's doing a video with our boy. Ferraro.
Oh yeah, probably mid.
Youngest
right
of
now.
Plugs. They're just going.
There's another
hard
shout out. My
2v2
goodness,
chill.
Man, just free ads all over the place tonight. Yeah, but all in all,
that's what we do.
A great episode number 58 of Pucks in Deep.
My goodness,
fans, thanks for tuning into this episode. Obviously, one of our biggest guests in Daryl Watts this week. But
the guests keep getting bigger.
They keep getting bigger, and it's an honor to us every week. And I just love meeting these players and connecting with these schools. So honestly, our honor and a great episode all in all. And yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. Please check out us on Instagram, Everything College Hockey. We need the follows. About to hit 30K with it this weekend. You know, that's a milestone for us.
Instagram, but also it's not like we're not on TikTok. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Everything
we're on
College
LinkedIn
College.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube. Everything College Hockey on TikTok, Everything College Hockey on YouTube, Team ECH on Twitter. Please, that's been growing too, man. 1,000 followers in the past month on Twitter. Shout out Butchergrass for the bump there. Many bumps. But
if you ain't running with it, run from it at this point.
It's playoff time, as we spoke about this podcast. So stay tuned for the girls' Hockey East tournament this weekend, starting Thursday, which by the time this is released, it'll be yesterday. But then more games Sunday, like we spoke of. I'm pumped, man. Here we go.
I'm riding
high. It's playoff season.
Oh, one last pick.
Yeah.
Holy Cross or UNH?
Series.
It's just a one game. It's playoffs.
I'm going Line Brawl and UNH.
I'm gonna go Holy Cross.
Okay.
Feeling it.
Okay.
All right. We'll see who looks dumber on Friday.
There we go.
All right. Love you guys. Yep. See ya.
Caught three on one, Fox moving to the net, she scores, and the Badgers win in overtime. The door, I'm gonna hit this city. Let's before go. I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
Up to Watts now. Watts goes in front of the net, circles around. Now takes a shot at it. Goal! Watts flips it in with a wrist shot after circling around the net. A great shot there.
That was an incredible goal by Darryl Watts.